walk wherever he wants. From the top of all them high-rise buildings to the bottom of the honky-tonks, he'll step on everything in between, but he won't walk a mile in my shoes. And he don't know a damn thing about when a poor man gets the blues.
180 degrees. New direction.
Good morning, podcast audience. Local 304, in particular, my branch, Columbus, Ohio. Hey, here's a Friday morning podcast for you. You know, I like to keep it interesting, and most importantly, I like to keep you informed. Before we get into our subject today, which is going to deal with clerks being allowed to be scheduled to come in on their non-scheduled day to do 8 hours of mail handler work, we're going to get back to that in a second. But listen, please take a moment. Go to Block Talk Radio. Download the podcast. Listen to the podcast.
The local.
Because I have a current. I have a very interesting series dealing with some
the local
really, really frivolous charges being levied against me by the 201 Chiefs doing in Columbus. Probably, and I keep saying probably because nobody will tell me definitively, at the request of the local president. Again, Branch, you got to see through this, and you got to see that the local president understands that I'm a much better candidate. So rather than try to deal with the issue at hand, meaning you have competition for your position now, no longer will the Branch just sit aside and just pencil you in as the next president. Again, I hope, Branch, you won't allow that to happen, because I hope you see that there is a better alternative for union leadership in Local 304. Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky,
I-O-K.
We can and will be better. Okay, let's get to our podcast for this morning. Now, I podcast last week, and I explained to you about, or last couple of weeks, I explained to you about a deal that was brokered in our office that allowed, and it was brokered through the local president and the plant manager, where we have 45 additional casuals coming on board over the cap. Let's not forget that part. Now, since then, I've been advised today that on top of the 45 casuals that's coming on board, and most of them are here already, now we have another situation. Our TMS system, which is the reason, from my understanding, that your local president, without even talking to the craft, authorized that. And let me say again, he authorized it in Columbus. That means when it went to National pretty much is going to support their local presidents. So the fact that we didn't fight it on this level, there's no reason for National to really fight it. But on top of that, I've been informed today that now they are going to authorize clerks to work their non-sket day in a cutting hole. And what I mean by a cutting hole, I mean they're going to be breaking down, separating mail. Now, let me explain to you before you hear all these other stories about what's going to happen. Let me give you my version of what's taking place. Now, first off, the post office, and I got to say, with the backing of your local president, they're going to say that the clerks are doing a three-digit breakdown. They're going to say they're doing a tertiary sort. They're going to say it's an arterial sort. But let me tell you something, people, and it can make it real simple for you. When clerks break down mail, if they break down the mail, and in the process of breaking it down, it goes right from an APC onto a piece of equipment, whether it be the flat sorters or the DBCSs, then that is what is considered an integral, I say again, an integral part of clerk works, and clerks are allowed to do that. But there is nowhere that's going to allow clerks to break down mail in a four-digit, five-digit cutting hole. That means I'm going to break it down from an APC. I'm going to put it on a pallet or in another APC, and then I'm going to roll it to the processing area. Listen, all day, all night, every day, that's mail handler work. And I want you to be aware that that part of your job is going to be assigned to clerks on overtime. Now, again, there is a real simple fix to this or solution to this. And that is the same thing I said when the local president authorized the plant manager to bring those 45 additional bodies on board. Then you get it in writing that your overtime desire list for the mail handler craft for which you are supposed to represent should be maxed out 7 days, 12 hours. Then guess what? You take away the possibility of any Article 8 grievances because you are allowing those folks on the those mail handlers on the overtime list to do what the overtime list is designed to do. Now, once you have exhausted all that level of work or all those mail handlers, then you can seek other remedies or other avenues. But I told you 2 weeks ago, and it's still going on, you still have MHAs and casuals going over 8 hours a day. Don't seem to matter in Columbus, Ohio, but I want you to tell you, support Kenny Hodge, and I guarantee you, yes, here I go again with the guarantees, we'll address that much differently than it's being addressed right now. Because right now, I don't know if it's the post office doing it or if it's your local president requesting to have it done. But to see your local president right now, he's too occupied with trying to realign the executive board so he gets all of his family on the board so that he can try to pass a vote to stop me from challenging him for his position. See, and I really want to say to him so bad, you are in the position. All you have to do is do your job, represent the members, and guess what? Nobody would even want to run against you. But you've never done that, and you're not doing it now, so here comes the competition. So that's our Friday morning podcast today. Again, main issue being clerks are going to be authorized to work their non-sched day cutting mail. They are, if you look around our building, they're rolling in the APCs. They are cleaning out areas. So for the next 30 days while the TMS system is down, clerks are going to be authorized to come in and get your overtime mail handlers. Now, let me say this to you. If you are a mail handler on the overtime desire list and you are offered 7 days, 12 hours a day, then we really have no issue. But that's not what's happening. That's not what's happening. You got overtime desire list mail handlers right now not allowed to come in to work their overtime days. And management in Columbus has got this new thing going on. They won't allow mail handlers to work 7 days a week. They think that controls their overtime. Just a quick reminder, or as I like to say, a quick public service announcement. Mail handlers negotiated in contracts to give up what we call penalty overtime, tax code 43, I think it is, which means after 10 hours, you go to double time. In the mail handler craft, we gave that up for the right to work more overtime. Now you have Columbus management trying to rescind that. That's wrong. And again, we need a powerful and tenacious union to address that with management, because one thing I do know about postal management, if you put them on the carpet, they'll do the right thing. Left up to their own devices, they're always looking to sidetrack or circumvent the contract. But when you put them on the carpet and let them know that that's not how it's supposed to be and that's not how you're going to accept it, 9 out of 10 times they will do the right thing. You just have to make them. And right now, we don't seem to be able to make them because our local president seems to be encouraging that behavior. I don't know. Just because of the fact that the same two individuals did this same hoodwink shoddy job on mail handlers in Youngstown makes one wonder. I don't know, maybe they're related and they're doing a family number on the National Postal Mail Handlers Union. I said maybe, but all indications seems to point that for some reason our local president is bending over backwards to accommodate management at the detriment of folks that he's supposed to represent. Come on, folks, let's be better than that, and we don't have to take that. 180 degrees, new direction coming at you. Please join the movement. Understand, the movement is about freeing up your voice. The movement is about you seeing things being done in your local that you're not happy with, that we're going to address and try to correct. Have a great day.